Town of Schuylkill Town Board Meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Zach, can you do the seeker, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nizarian.
Aye. All right, we have one privilege of the floor for Mr. Scott Van Tassel. You have 3 minutes to address the town board.
We have an issue with our phones on Cheddarboro Road. Several elderly people live on the road and our phones don't work most of the time. One of my neighbors has been keeping track. It was out the 26th of September, the 4th, the 18th, the 26th, the 27th, sometimes 3-4 days. The 26th, when my wife called, she was given a repair date of December 19th. And then from the 3rd, December 3rd till today, they've been off half the day every single day. And I called Richard Klein, I've talked to him, he talked to Kevin Cooley at Schuylkill County 911, and gave me a number of Richard Mitchell, the county attorney, and Richard Klein also gave me a number for the FCC, but he said that the town signs the local phone service contract. And he said to start as close as I could to home and then work out from there, so that's why I'm here. And this has been going on for probably 5 years, and it's in the last 5-6 months it's gotten terrible.
Who's the provider?
Kinetic.
Kinetic?
Yeah.
And landlines, of course, right?
Excuse me?
It's a landline.
Yes. Yeah. And I bought my dad and Robin Cousins and another neighbor, they will not get cell phones. Me and my wife bought one for my dad after my mom passed away, and he will not use it. So,
after we spoke on the phone, we did go in our vault, and we do not contract with its Windstream and Kinetic for phone service. We do for cable, but we don't for phones at the town level. So then I did call Kinetic. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. And they said that they were going to have, and this was on December 2nd that we spoke, and that's when I called. And they said that they were going to have, I don't remember the name of the specialist, contact me. They have not contacted me to date. And then I did research when you have complaints to contact the Public Service Commission.
Okay.
So then I went on the Public Service Commission website because I was going to make a complaint, but you need account numbers and names and addresses and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to contact the public, and you can do it right online, you can file the complaint right online.
Okay.
But they need a lot of information that I don't have.
And what was that?
Public Service Commission.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to call me tomorrow, we can talk about it, but that's what was suggested that be done. Anybody else have any comments or?
One quick question. Do they tell you why the issue? Is it just?
No, there's a box, I believe, on Dawsman Road. And it seems like when I see somebody working on stuff, they're down there. But whatever they do, they don't fix it. They just throw a patch on it. It seems like rain or wind will trigger it.
Got it.
That's unfortunate. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yes.
All right.
Am I free to go?
You are free to go. Yes, you're free to go. No, you got to stay for the whole meeting. All right. First on the agenda tonight is the scheduling of our organizational meeting. Do I need to make a motion for that?
Yes.
So we are going to do it on the second Tuesday in January, which is January 13th. So I make a motion to schedule our organizational meeting for January 13th, 2026 at 5 p.m.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Next on the agenda is the Brownfield Opportunity Area. We applied and received a grant to conduct a study. The study area is Route 57, part of Route 57A, Huntley Road. And we received 5 proposals for that project. Barton and LaJudas, CNS, Labella, Saratoga Associates.
Collier.
How do you say it?
Collier.
Collier and Fisher. So there is a budget amount on this between the grant and then the town's portion. So it was just basically their qualifications, projects that they had work on, resumes for the people that would be working on the project. So the town board has decided to go with CNS for that project. Does anybody have any questions on the Brownfield Opportunity Area?
Is the community involved in this at all?
So yeah, so once we get the ball rolling here, they have community members, business owners, elected officials. They form a board. And the board is really the ones that, like for the local waterfront revitalization, we have a waterfront advisory committee. Tom's on that committee, and then various community members and business owners. And they are really the ones that drive the direction of the, in that case, the LWRP, but also it will be the same for the Brownfield Opportunity Area.
And do you know when you'll have this committee?
So probably after the first of the year. So if you're interested, reach out to me and I can put you on the list and, cause you are in that area.
Yes.
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 So.
Okay.
Yep.
What is an opportunity area? Like an opportunity for businesses?
So the Brownfield Opportunity Area Program, it's through the Department of State, and it basically, it's an area where there's perceived contamination that doesn't necessarily have to be proven, but it is for, vacant buildings, old gas stations, you know, things of that nature, maybe buildings that aren't used up to their full potential. So they do the same thing that they did for the LWRP. They take a survey of everything that is in this in that particular area. They say, this is what you have, and then they come up with potential projects to increase the economic development of that area.
And you have to live in there to be a part of that?
In the Brownfield area, you do not. Yeah. So Amy's like,
you want to make a motion on that?
Yeah, so I would like to make a motion to approve CNS to complete the Brownfield Opportunity Area grant.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Next up is the Prior Road Bridge. So you may remember that several years ago now, we were awarded $150,000 from, at the time, Senator Mannion's office to complete updates to the Prior Road Bridge. After doing much, much paperwork with the state, we received the contract and we put it out to bid. We received one bid to do the work on the Prior Road Bridge, and it is from Slate Hill Construction, in the amount of $187,000 for this particular project. We did receive $150,000 in grant funding, and the town has a reserve bridge account. And there's approximately $60,000 in that. So there are funds to cover the cost of that. Does anybody have any questions on that? No? All right. So I will make a motion to approve Slate Hill Contractors to complete the work on the rehabilitation of the Prior Road Bridge.
Second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. Yes.
What I mean, you just approved the 37,000 to come out of that 60 at the same time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yep.
And this should be done by next August?
Yes. Yes. Yep. So, Amy, just so you know, like, when you designate a reserve account, it has to go towards that. So all the money, yes. And the money that is in there, even after we complete the project, will stay in the Prior Road Bridge reserve account.
So is it like escrow, and then eventually you get it back?
Yes. All right. Then we have the decommissioning plan for the Oxbow Solar Farm. The town board earlier this year approved new laws to our solar farm codes. And part of that was that the decommissioning plan had to be reviewed by an engineer, which in this case it has. And also that the funds to decommission the solar farm would have to be put into a surety account to ensure that the funds were there in 25 years to decommission the solar farm. And they evaluated the decommissioning plan and determined that it would cost approximately $793,390. To decommission it, and then the town board put in the law that there would be a 2.5% escalator added over the lifetime of the solar farm, and also that the town retains the right to have the decommissioning cost reviewed and revised by an engineer at a cost to the applicant every 5 years. Does anybody have any questions on that? All right, so I make a motion to accept NextAmp's decommissioning plan and the surety amount with the 2.5% escalator for the Phoenix Oxbow Solar Farm.
I'll second.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. And last is highway equipment. In the budget for 2026, we approved a 2026 Chevy Silverado pickup with a Fisher snowplow not to exceed $59,962. We also approved a 2026 Bandit 200 XP wood chipper not to exceed $54,839.60. And we also approved a 2026 Cat 950 GC front end loader not to exceed $270,923.56. The Bandit wood chipper will be reimbursed by the New York State CHIPS program, and the other two will be, we will borrow money for that, and they will go on the town's debt service. Does anybody have any questions about that?
I think you should explain that debt service coming off so that there's really no change to our budget.
So the debt service for the highway department, there are different items on there that we pay towards the principal and the interest every year, and they're usually in the terms of 5 years. So in 2025, we had one of the highway department's pieces of equipment fall off. We call it falling off, meaning that we know what it's paid in full. And then in 2026, we actually have four items that are falling off. So that means that they will be also paid in full. So what we try to do, though, is keep those line items in there and replace it with new equipment so that the debt service always stays the same. So even if a piece of equipment gets delivered in 2026, that first payment will not be until 2027. So The bottom line is that these new pieces of equipment replace the debt service lines for the items that are falling off.
So our budget basically stays even.
Correct.
We're not spending more money.
That was a very long explanation for a very simple thing. Yes. Any questions?
No.
Was there a 10-year plan in that?
That was last year. So we have three on back order.
I know. You didn't put it in now?
Nope, not this year.
So you're letting 1 year slide?
Well, once
no,
we, yeah.
They're not even here yet.
Right. So we're hoping that one gets delivered this year, one gets delivered next year. We hope that one gets delivered in 2026.
Okay, that gives you 3 years.
Yep, and then we'll order one next year and be back on track.
And you're going to get back on track?
Yes,
okay.
Yep.
Because the wait time is starting to come down
yes.
a little bit.
Now you got one out there that you're not going to get squat out of it.
Right. Unfortunately, COVID just put
everything. In them trucks, you're not going to get nothing out of them.
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully now that COVID is behind us and the
right.
what did you call it? The
it's
time
like, yeah,
to build them is getting back to normal. So I think the last one that was ordered that we're still waiting for was in 2021. So.
As long as you don't drop that score.
What, Cliffy?
Don't drop not buying one.
No. We want to keep up with it. Anybody have any questions on that? Did I make
a
motion for that?
We need a motion.
Okay. So I make a motion for the letter of intent to be sent for those pieces of equipment.
Second.
Was that you, Zach?
Mm-hmm.
Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right, so we are going to close out the meeting, and then there is an insurance presentation that the town board is going to listen to. Does anybody have any questions before I close out the meeting?
I
yes.
Have a quick question.
Yep.
The neighboring towns got grants for community centers.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it have been nice if we could have done that?
So those particular grants are for community centers, their updates to their communities. We don't have a community center
right.
to update.
Right.
So yes, our plan is to eventually apply for the New York BRICS grant.
Mm-hmm.
We did have someone that came to the town and wanted to do that, but unfortunately that fell through. But in order for us to apply for that grant, the first thing that we would have to do is acquire land to do so. So yes, we are looking into that, but this year we were unable to apply.
Is that close to acquiring land or looking at it, or is there a committee looking into this?
No, there is not.
Okay.
No, there is not. So, but
we have been exploring options.
Yes, we have been. Yes.
The grants were significant.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
They were significant indeed. Very happy for Granby and Volney that they were able to get that. Unfortunately, the plan that we were going with fell through, and these grants come out once a year, so hopefully we're in a better position in 2026. Our goal, though, is really to complete the LWRP, complete the BOA, have these ideas, maybe there'll be a piece of property within those particular areas that is suitable for a community center. But it is some, and then once the LWP and the BOA are complete, we want to apply for the New York Forward or the New York DRI. So that is the direction that we're headed. The New York BRIC grant just came out last year. It's brand new. And a community center was not something that the town, until this individual came along, that we were exploring. But now that it's an option, we definitely are.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yep.
I noticed signage move going into the town of Valney, to the town of Lysander. We don't have any saying, welcome to the town of Scruple. Is that anything that we would want to look into?
We can look into it, for sure.
I just think it would be nice to know where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe the county's been doing, I've been saying, talking and looking, and the county, I think, just put, like, when you see over the Three Rivers Bridge and stuff, you come over, they just put, like, a new Oswego County sign, and so I think they're starting to make it more eye-appealing.
So
and
is
stuff.
It the county or the town that would do something like
signage? We do both. The county has their county signs that
say
Oswego
so
County.
Have our own.
Yeah, like the village has Village of Phoenix.
Yeah, right, right. So, okay. I would like to see. Let's look into that a little more.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. I'm done.
You sure?
I don't usually talk.
What?
All right. So I will make a motion to close the meeting at 6:21.
Second.
Okay. Gelling.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Nataro.
Aye.
Hart.
Aye.
Nazarian.
Aye. All right. Thank